Don't do what I know is true, I do what I don't want to. That can be a hard thing to understand. Why would anyone do something they don't want to? Well, on the first half of this CD, you heard my friend Joy Bubbles talk about Jessa. Can you imagine a little girl seeing a bunch of men with guns break into her home and shoot her father? She then just stopped talking for 2 years. She most likely wanted to talk, but she just couldn't. She couldn't talk until Joy Bubbles played with her and loved her week after week until one day, she talked. Pain affects people differently. I personally was sexually and emotionally abused as a child. I grew up in a foster home, and the dad in that family abused me. My adult life is screwed up because of it. And that doesn't mean I keep on screwing up and blaming my dad. I work hard to deal with patterns that I wish I could just get over and be set free. I look around and people everywhere drink, smoke, gamble, crime rate is on the rise, and it's just so easy to give up on people. I've been in churches where they proudly show people the door and tell them to never come back again. I can never understand how people can do that because in my mind, giving up on someone means you don't believe God can ever change someone. I still go out all the time, and I wish the laws would let people set their own punishment in the event that something happens to them. Like for example, if someone ever murdered me, I would want that person in prison. I would want that person in prison until they found Jesus. And it couldn't be a simple prayer and they get set free. They would truly need a changed heart and lifestyle. But the reason is because, if people don't know God, don't know Jesus, don't know love, they are doing what they know is true. If they only know hate and evil, they can only feel hate and do evil. That's why we need to keep praying for people, keep showing them love, keep telling them right from wrong, because they are lost. Some people need recovery programs because all they can do is take one day at a time. Some people need someone they can trust so that they can learn to trust God. I'm not saying to let people walk all over you. I'm just saying we can never give up on anyone. Jesus didn't. The Apostle Paul once hated God and Jesus, but it was only because of what he didn't know and didn't understand. But Jesus knew he just needed reaching out to and given a chance. And if you have a King James Bible, you can follow along as the word once again comes to life. Listen to Acts 9, verses 1 through 31.